Good morning. This is The Takeaway. I'm Adora Udoji.
And I'm John Hockenberry. You know, the nation was still reeling from the immediate aftermath of September 11th, when deaths from a new kind of attack produced another national crisis.
We now have a second front on this war against terror here at home. We've been struck, obviously, on September the 11th, and we're being struck again. Anytime anybody puts anthrax in a letter, it's an act of terror.
Anthrax. The first incident in the anthrax scare came into the public eye on October 4th, 2001. Bob Stevens, a photo editor at American Media, was hospitalized for inhalation of the spores. Health and Human Services Secretary Tommy Thompson told Florida health officials it looked like a standalone incident.
The Centers for Disease Control has just confirmed the diagnosis of anthrax in a patient in a Florida hospital. Based on what we know at this point, it appears that it's an isolated case.
Bob Stevens died the following day. It was the first U.S. case of anthrax in 25 years. The source of anthrax was found. It was located at the Boca Raton offices of American Media, the publisher of National Enquirer. It was not isolated. More anthrax-laced letters were found in the mail, targeting lawmakers and members of the media. Senate Majority Leader Tom Daschle told reporters that the substance had turned up in his office. Director of Homeland Security Tom Ridge said it was hard to rule out or rule in the September 11th connection.
There is no credible evidence that ties them to Al-Qaeda, but I think circumstantially, presumptively, it's a terrorist act, tying it specifically to Al-Qaeda and the events around September 11th may be the result of the intense investigation that's going on by the FBI right now.
Anthrax kept showing up. A CBS and ABC employee tested positive for anthrax poisoning. So did a New Jersey postal worker. Another postal worker from D.C. placed a call to 911, guessing his shortness of breath might be linked to contact with the toxic substance.
My breathing is very, very labored. I don't know if I have been, but I suspect that I might have been exposed to anthrax. Last Saturday morning at work, worked for the postal service.
2 days later, the postal worker Thomas Morris was dead. One of his colleagues testified before the Senate Governmental Affairs Committee.
The employees are just very scared. They don't know who might be next or what might happen.
FBI Director Robert Mueller tried to dispel the impression that things were spiraling out of control.
Nothing yet has been ruled out, and investigators continue to follow the evidence wherever it may lead.
By the end of the year, 5 people were dead and 17 ill from anthrax poisoning. In December, President Bush had very little to tell the American people.
We're still looking on that. We've all got different feelings about it. And we're gathering as much information. As soon as we make definitive conclusions, we'll share it with the American people.
A name emerged in August of 2002. The FBI was investigating bioweapons expert Dr. Stephen Hatfill. Here's what he had to say.
I'm appalled at the terrible acts of biological terrorism that have caused death, disease, and havoc in this great country starting last fall. But I am just as appalled that my experience, knowledge, dedication, and service relative to defending the United States against biological warfare has been turned against me in connection with the search for the anthrax killer.
Hatfill filed suit. The Justice Department paid him $4.6 million as a settlement. Now the case of Bruce Ivins has raised more questions, but the investigation is continuing.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.